The waters are finally receding in Venice, and the cleanup begins. A series of record high flood tides in recent days inundated 70% of the city. St. Mark's Basilica has been flooded 6 times in 1,200 years. 4 of those have happened in the last 20 years. The local mayor is unequivocal. The floods, he says, are caused by climate change.
We need scientists here. They need to come here and create a permanent place where they can study and then recount what is happening here because of climate change, with all its effects. Venice is a frontier. We are in the trenches. We are the frontline trench of the world.
Not all Venetians agree. Regional lawmakers rejected a plan to tackle climate change last week. Just after the debate ended, the room they were meeting in flooded. The government hopes to complete a flood barrier by 2021. Venice could suffer more catastrophic floods before then. Most scientists say the increasing frequency and intensity of floods is part of man-made climate change.
It's difficult to attribute individual events to climate change, but I think we can see a really strong signal of the effects of climate change. So with Venice, for example, we know that sea level is rising because of increasing temperatures. Ocean water is expanding, sea levels are going up. So we know that the risk of coastal flooding in coastal areas, particularly around Venice at the moment, is increasing.
16,000 kilometres away, the skyscrapers of Sydney were shrouded in smoke Tuesday as nearby bushfires raged out of control in Australia's state of New South Wales. Over 500 homes have been destroyed and 4 people have been killed.
And the sort of conditions that enable wildfires to really get going are increasing with climate change. Temperatures increasing, when it's dry, the air becomes even drier as temperatures increase because the humidity goes down. So the conditions that are ripe for wildfire are becoming more and more common.
Australia's Conservative government has criticised those linking the fires to climate change as the ravings of some pure, enlightened and woke capital city greenies, prompting anger from opponents.
This government has had every opportunity to minimise the risk of these catastrophic fires, and instead it has chosen to pour fuel on the fire.
As with preceding years, 2019 has seen climate records broken, with startling results. Scientists warn the world is moving far too slowly to tackle climate change, so disasters like this are becoming more common across the globe. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.